Hello. I don't like to wait. Do you like to wait? But I've learned, as long as I live on this planet, I'm going to have to do my share of that experience of waiting. The experience of living includes the experience of waiting. And for example, recently I had to wait for my share of red light traffic. I was making a call to the hospital, and there were several red lights that I encountered, so I had to wait. And then I had an extra long time waiting for a waitress at a coffee shop. I had to wait for a court proceeding to take place. I had to wait for a long time in line at a checkout. In fact, at the time I wrote these words, I was waiting for 1.5 hours for a telephone call. I'm tired of waiting. The thing that waiting requires is, well, patience. I suppose we all wish we had more of that, huh? Sometimes I have a lot, other times my patience is tired. Especially is this so when I'm waiting for something more serious than what I mentioned earlier. Let's take the serious thing you are now waiting for. You know what it is. I've heard the phrase, God places hedges around his people. Well, that's great, because there's protection there. But what about when he places a hedge around you and you can't see over the top? You are like trapped and you can't move for a while. Well, it's during that time that patience drops its name. My friend, God is aware of your situation. Trust me on that. And the scripture that comes to my mind is found in Psalm 40, verse 1. It says, it's real simple. In waiting, I waited for the Lord. And you know, my friend, I have found that in the serious waits of my life, there was strength from the Lord available. And learning to wait for the Lord, it's really difficult, but again, it's a secret of strength. We say, or we think, why, God, are you taking so long? Well, we must remember that God has a purpose in his holdups. A personal prayer for you. Lord, I ask that this one not give up hope, that they not lose heart, that they be quiet and confident, and if they are compelled to stand still, give them the courage to do so, to know that you are waiting with them. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, thank you for calling, my friend, and after the signal, as always, you can speak to me if you like. Goodbye.